Well, on this weekend's Motherlode Views, we are talking to a panel of graduating seniors talking about issues facing student life, and we're joined on the program by two Sonora High students, graduating seniors Emily Orpert and Elijah Yee, as well as from Somerville, Maddie Knobloch and Wyatt Frankenstein. You know, during the last segment, we wrapped up talking about, you know, things that students like to do in their spare time. I'm going to now go to a question. We'll start with our Somerville two students first. We'll go with Maddie Knobloch. And the question is, you know, a lot of times, you know, members of the county leadership, whether it be Board of Supervisors, City Council, they're always looking for, you know, things to keep young people in the community. You know, if you could just kind of think of something that maybe Tuolumne County currently doesn't have that you would love to see, what would be kind of the thing that comes to mind?
Well, I think one thing that Tuolumne County could improve on is some more educational infrastructure for kids who are maybe in elementary school still, and just for them to be able to pursue their interests more outside of school, because I feel like, especially in our elementary schools, a lot of aspects of elementary school is just going to school and going home. And so maybe if there were more after-school activities where maybe kids could explore the sciences or have more reading things after school or stuff like that, I think kids would really like that and be able to further their interests more so they can maybe discover things that they like more.
Very good. How about Wyatt Frankenstein? Your question as well. It can be anything. You know, what would you say is something that Tuolumne County is kind of lacking that you'd like to see?
So for me, my answer would have to be probably like more like tournaments and stuff like that, because, you know, growing up playing sports, you know, travel teams, stuff like that, we're always going down like 2-hour trips down to Modesto and stuff like that. And I know that Jamie Roberson's actually in the works of making a sports facility right by Standard Park where they're going to be able to hold tournaments like that for kids. And I think, you know, sports are super good for kids to like get out there, stay active, you know, stay fit, and also make a lot of good friends along the way. So I just think like if these tournaments were held, you know, in the town, it could bring, you know, more opportunities for kids here that want to get out for sports. You know, you don't see a whole lot of kids from this town getting out and, you know, getting their name out there unless they're super good, or the, you know, the oddball chance they play up against a big opponent like Pittman and there's a scout there. So I think it could help get more kids out of the county and into, you know, colleges for sports and such if we had tournaments here, and, you know, they would get bigger and bigger as the years go on, hopefully. So I'd like to see that happen.
That's great. How about Emily Orpert, one of our Sonora High students? What would you say? What is it that Tuolumne County, one of the things that's kind of lacking right now?
I would say more things for kids to do in, like, their free time. Like, I love all the ideas about sports and stuff, but I think a lot of kids just want to hang out with their friends, and we only have, like, the movie theater for kids to go to, and that kind of could get old once in a while. So I think doing something more for kids, and I don't know what that would be, but something where the kids could go and have fun and let loose, not have to worry about school.
So have you seen anything like outside of Tuolumne County that maybe comes to mind that'd be similar to that, or?
Oh.
Maybe you'll invent something in the next couple of years to Tuolumne County.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to say like anything like an amusement park, but like, I don't know, like a building where kids could go and do fun things inside, like kind of like an arcade, but maybe something a little bigger. I don't know, something like that.
Cool. And Elijah Yee, what are your thoughts on things that Tuolumne County is kind of lacking right now that you'd like to see?
You know, I think that Tuolumne County's improving on it. Right here downtown, I'm pretty sure they just opened up an escape room somewhere here, and I've heard it's really fun and a lot of kids like to do that. Taking a turn. You know, I really love Chipotle. I think it'd be pretty cool if we opened one in Sonora. I think all the bodybuilders and lifters would love that, all the protein. But, yeah.
That's very good food, yes. And I'm an escape room. What is an escape room?
You have to solve puzzles and, like, puzzles to get out of the room. And if you get out of the room within a certain amount of time, you get a prize, I think, or put up on the wall. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'll start with Elijah Yee. Since we wrapped up with you, I'm going to go to this next question with you moving over to, you know, communication. You know, how would you say that, you know, people your age communicate? Is it in person, text, phone, social media? What would you say is kind of the common ways that you communicate with one another?
I think the older kids around our age, like class of 2022, we communicate more in person, and I think we do well with that. I think the lower classmen have been more interested on their phones and social media. I think it's become kind of an issue. I think they should go face-to-face a little bit more.
Seeing the benefits of being face-to-face, you like being in-person communication?
So much better.
Okay. Emily Orpert, same question for you. What do you notice when it comes to how people your age typically communicate?
I think like Eli said, more kids my age are communicating more in person, and I think COVID definitely helped that. Like, we were stuck on our phones texting each other, like, trying to hang out or do whatever, talk. And I think us older kids that had to go through that were, that woke us up. Like, okay, we need to start talking in person, hanging out more in person, because that really was a wake-up call for most of us. And I think the younger kids will understand that more as they mature.
And going over to Wyatt Frankenstein, same question for you. You know, just kind of observations of how people your age communicate.
Yeah, so, I mean, like they said before, you know, it's a lot of social media and stuff like that. With my group specifically, we do talk a lot at school to make plans, stuff like that. But every once in a while, you know, like, shoot your buddies a text like, hey, do you guys all want to meet up here to hang out, stuff like that. It's usually pretty quick. It's not a lot of texting, you know. But we like to make plans at school and talk to each other and stuff like that, because that's where most of my friends are, is at, you know, at the high school that I go to. So it's easier to make plans that way. But, you know, I would be lying if I said I didn't text my friends pretty often on my phone and make plans with them that way as well. So, I mean, you know, plans for the weekend or what we want to do after school, especially now that, you know, a lot of us don't have sports right now and we're graduating next year, so we don't have, like, you know, summer programs for our summer sports next year. So a lot of free time on our hands. I've been, you know, talking to my friends a lot recently and, like, trying to make plans for over the summer. Like, hey, do you want to go to the lake a lot? Do you want to go do this, go do that, go fishing, you know? So, but, yeah, I'd say the kids communicate pretty well in this town, I would say. You know, it's a pretty tight-knit community.
So you're hearing a lot about face-to-face and texting. The social media, is that still popular among students?
Oh, super-duper popular. That's like, some kids, you know, give it a little too much power, I think. You know, like, people care about, like, how many likes they get on their Instagram posts like that. I'm not one of those people. I, like, barely even post on Instagram. But, I mean, it's still cool to see what my buddies are doing on Instagram, stuff like that. And on your Snapchat, you can see what people are doing, you know, stuff that's happening, like, when they posted their story. But, you know, I use it pretty often, I would say, but it is popular for kids, especially, like they said, the lower classmen, they're on there a lot, I would say. But, yeah, the older class uses it too. You know, we're not innocent of that, I would say.
I'll go over to Maddie Knobloch. What are your observations? Enlighten us a little bit about how graduating seniors communicate.
I think as teenagers, for whatever reason, people are more inclined to text rather than to call. I like calling, but I feel like a lot of my friends will text me rather than call me, which is fine. But sometimes I like hearing people's voices. And I feel like as a generation, I guess, we're lacking in that a little bit. I think a lot of people use, whether it be texting or even Snapchat or stuff like that, rather than just a simple call. Because I like hearing people talk sometimes rather than just getting a short and sometimes blunt text message. And so I think that's a big thing, or a big difference, I guess, in our class versus maybe some older people. I feel like older people generally call more. I know my parents, every time they need to contact me, they call me. And I feel like when my friends need to contact me, it's usually a text for whatever reason. I don't know exactly why, but that's just the way it is. But just bouncing off of what Wyatt said, social media is a big thing. Us seniors are definitely not innocent of that. I think everyone who is a teenager basically uses it. Obviously, there are some outliers, but as a whole, I think we use a lot of social media, Instagram, Snapchat, all that jazz, and we use it all the time.
Elijah, yeah, I got to go back to you one more time. You made an interesting comment about how maybe with some of the younger generation, it's becoming a little bit of an issue and more of a challenge. I'm curious what you kind of mean by that. Do you see kind of some problems with younger people using, you know, social media, or whether it be phones or that type of thing, and issues that arise?
I think the younger classmen struggled with COVID more than us. We still struggled, don't get me wrong, but they went from 8th grade to high school, and they didn't get a normal freshman year where everyone gets to change. It's a lot of experiences freshman year, and not always pleasant. And they didn't get to evolve and change as high schoolers or as people. So they were always online, and they had no face to face. And at least with us, we had a first year, a second year of face to face, and they didn't have that. So I think it makes them hop on technology and their phones often.
Well, very interesting conversation. Always one of my favorite shows to do each year with the graduating seniors in Tuolumne County. On this weekend show, we are hearing from Sonora High School, Emily Orpert and Elijah Yee, and from Somerville, Maddie Knobloch and Wyatt Frankenstein. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.